We give shout out to Friedman for being to come and speak to us. He's a very popular speaker, and very, very grateful that he came to speak to us.
It's Motzei Shavuos. I thought it perhaps would be appropriate to speak a little bit about the halachos of Busa v'chulav. We know Shavuos is a time when the minig Yisrael azoy shteit in the Ramu that we eat milchiks. One of the reasons is because when the Maluchim were by Avrom Avini and he gave them shteit in the pusik, he gave them chemo, and then afterwards they ate meat. And then when they wanted to Bakshat Kabusa Torah, they said to Rabbein Shem, why don't you give us the Torah? Rabbein Shlolem said, people who don't keep Busa v'chulav, I can't give them the Torah. So therefore, that's why shteit in the Sfura, and many Sfura, and there's extra Inyan, comes Shavuos, the halachas of Busa v'chulav. So it's written in the Torah, we know three times, it's written in the Torah, Lo yisavashel gedi, Bechalev Imoy. And Chazal tell us these three psikim come to teach us three distinct lavim. There's one lav, you cannot cook busa v'chulav together. There's a second lav, you can't have hanof from busa v'chulav, which is cooked together. And then the third lav, which I want to speak about today, you can't eat busa v'chulav together. What does it mean you can't eat it together? When is it considered as it's together? And when is it separate? What's the time span? And the Torah steht nicht. And unbelievably, in Chazal really, be'etzem steht auch nicht. We don't find a shir really in Chazal. How long is the time span? What we find is a Gemara. A Gemara in Masechet Chilin in Daf Kif Hei. The Gemara says as follows: Oma ma ikva, said ma ikva, anu lehomilsa chala bachamra legaba abba. Compared to my father, I'm like chala bachamra, vinegar, the son of wine. Compared to my father, he's like a good wine, and I'm like vinegar, sour vinegar. Why? Said my ikva as follows: Te ili abba, because my father. If he was to eat flesh today, he wouldn't eat cheese, he wouldn't eat milchiks until tomorrow. Rashi says, what does it mean kihashta? May ace le ace. Says my ikva, my father would not eat milchiks after fleishiks in the same 24 hours. He would wait 24 hours. Says my ikva, but I am like vinegar compared to my father's wine. Ve'ili ano, but me, behu sidusa hideloya chilna. I don't eat fleishiks and milchiks in the same cedar. Obel sidusa achrita, a different cedar, achilna, I can eat, no problem. So we have here this Gemara. This is the makar, how long you wait. We have two opinions. We have the father of Ma'ikva. You can't have within the same 24-hour period. You ate fleishiks, you wait an entire 24 hours. You want to have a coffee? You have a look. I ate supper tonight at 7 o'clock. There's no coffee tomorrow till 1 minute past 7. Or when you finish, whatever, 10 past 7, half past 7. That's it, 24 hours you wait. Says Mike, ich bin schon so wie der Tata. I only don't eat milchiks and fleischiks in the same cedar. The next cedar, no problem. But the Gemara doesn't tell us how long is the next cedar. We know some people are eating all day long. Every 5 minutes, there's another cedar. So, lechoyre, you could, in theory, you could wait actually just 5 minutes. You've benched. And you see them. That's what the Gemara tells us. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Ramu, in Hilchos Busa v'Chulav, Simon Peites, the Ramu brings three different opinions. First opinion brings Ramu, Taka, as soon as you finish your first Seder, Miyad, straight away, you're allowed to already eat milchiks after eating fleishiks, as long as says the Shach, you do keniach v'haducha, you make sure to wash your hands, you wash out your mouth, there shouldn't be anything left in your mouth, but straight away, 5 minutes later, you can already eat cheese after flesh. One opinion. That's what the Ramo brings. That's the halach. However, says the Ramo, the minik hapushet, the ungenim and the minik is to wait an hour. To wait an hour. That's how long you should wait. Then finishes off the Ramo that the medaktikim, those who mamish medaktik ba'halucha, they wait 6 hours. Where do they get this 6 hours from? In the Gemara, Ma'ikva said they only do it from one seed to the next. So explain them a portion that the medaktikim understood that Ma'ikva wasn't eating all day long. He ate one cedar in the morning, he ate another cedar in the afternoon and the evening, and so therefore, it obviously, they weren't close together. What Ma'ikva meant to say, from my morning cedar to my evening cedar, that's how long I wait, which is this span of 6 hours. We know Yekas wait 3 hours, and many poskim found this very difficult, because we don't find anywhere in the poskim a shiur of 3 hours. We find miyad, we find 1 hour, and we find 6 hours. So where does this new shiur of 3 hours come from? However, it is mentioned in one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yerichim. Rabbeinu Yerichim, one of the Gedoyim Rishonim, he mentions again the shift in 3 hours. There's a Prichudosh. The Prichudosh understands that in summer and in winter, the time span between one seed and another is less in winter than in summer, so it could be perhaps 4 hours. But the Ungenim and Eminig, the Ramul says, Medaktikim wait 6 hours, and the Shach says a very sharp allusion, most unusual allusion. We know always when we're being told that we should be machmir, state a yirei shemayim, a bal nefesh should be machmir. Here, the Shach quotes the mashal, and he doesn't use that terminology, yirei shemayim, a bal nefesh. He quotes the mashal that somebody who's got a reyach of Torah, somebody's got epsa shmek, epsa reyach of Torah, he has to be machmir 6 hours. Most unusual terminology. I haven't seen anybody speak about it. What does this mean, a reyach of Torah? I thought to myself, it could be the pshat is, like we explained, that the Medrash says the maluchim are makatrik tno hoyt chalashemayim, and the Rabbi Nishim said you weren't careful with aluchas abusa v'chulav when you're bavrum avini, and that's why we got the Torah. So therefore, that's what the mashal is saying. Somebody's got a reyach haTorah. You understand that we got the Torah because the maluchim weren't careful about busa v'chulav. You see how chumah this is. You have a reyach haTorah. Don't be mezalzel 6 hours. So that's the, we should take these three opinions in the Ramo. But I want to focus on today is the opinion which is not mentioned. Not in the Mechaber, not in the Ramo, not in the Shach, not in the Ptaz, not in the Pischa Tshiva. You won't find it mentioned in any of the Poskim, Kimat. And that is the opinion of the father of Ma'ikva. We said clearly in the Gemara, two opinions. Ma'ikva said, I'm like vinegar compared to wine. My father waits 24 hours. I'm not like that. I'm not on his madrega. However, there is an opinion that he should wait 24 hours. The father of Ma'ikva. You look in all the poskim, shechnuch, with all the noisekelim, nobody mentions this opinion. Why is this not mentioned? This is what I want to speak about today. And I actually see from the Ramo also doesn't, not only does he not mention it, he doesn't agree with it. How do I see he doesn't agree with it? Not from Hilchas Busa v'chulav in Yoredayah, but rather in Orachaim, in Hilchas Shavuos. Because if you look in Siman Tuf Tzadik Dalet, the writes the Ramo, Noihagim bekama mekoimus, lechol machulei chulav b'yoim rishon shel Shavuos. You eat the minig, it says Ramo, you eat, and that's what many people do. Shavuos morning, you eat machulei chulav. Now, if you ate a fleishiger seder leil Shavuos, and you're machmir on this minig, not to eat within the 24 hours, milchiks after eating fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks Shavuos morning. You can't do it. So the fact that the Ramo quotes as a minig, as the minig, the ungenim and a minig, the accepted minig is to eat milchiks Shavuos morning, and I understand that Leil Shavuos, last night you ate fleishiks. I see that the Ramo has sort of dismissed this minig. So the question is, why is this minig of waiting 24 hours, it's not just mentioned as if it doesn't exist? I found in one of the Rishonim, the Orchas Chaim, Hilchas Machulim Simen Ein Gilel, writes as follows: Yesh nimnoim milechol gevina achabusa me'es le'es. There are people, Taka, who wait 24 hours to eat milchiks after having fleishiks, says the Ochaz Chaim, v'loy min ilthana. It's not correct. You don't learn from such people. The Ochaz Chaim quotes our people who do this, and he says it's an incorrect minhag. He doesn't say why, but he dismisses it. It's not a midas chasidus. We don't agree with this minhag, but he doesn't explain why. Comes along the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai was asked the Shala. Somebody asked the Ben Ishchai this question. Somebody, you know, today is a very frum world. People like to look for chumras. So somebody's looking for chumras. He found this chumra. Father, my ikva wait 24 hours. Well, I'm similar to my ukva. You know, people today, they like to copy things of gedolim. I'm going to copy the father of my ukva. I'm going to wait 24 hours. So he asked the Ben Ishchai, is this a good thing for me to do? Answers the Ben Ishchai to him as follows. He quotes from Reb Chaim Vital that the Reb Chaim Vital writes that Rizal was makpid on the day that he ate fleishiks, he didn't eat milchiks until the next evening, i.e. in the same 12-hour period. If he ate fleishiks lemushel for lunch, he didn't eat milchiks until it became nacht. Lahoya oichel busa at halayla. Similarly, if he ate milchiks in the morning, he wouldn't within the same day eat. But he was a machmeh for 24 hours. Says therefore the Ben Ishchai, although we find this chumra of waiting 24 hours in the Gemara by the father of Ma'ikva, im kol zeh lo shemani chimrazi eitzah zilusa. We've never heard of anybody else to keep this. Val mura nachusid rabbeini arizal schitza yugnaleini lo shemani chimrazi shel chuf dalet shuz. We haven't heard that arizal used to keep this. And this fellow, he wants to make himself an aggressor, a chusid, aggressor, machme more than Arizal. Arizal didn't want to wait 24 hours, but you think you should. You're the type of person who should. Vavai le nuchen lasis ken. Incorrect. You shouldn't be doing this. So we have here very clearly, Ben Ishchai says, if Rabbeinu Arizal didn't keep it, nobody has the right to come along and say, I want to keep it. Similarly, the Betutcherov, one of the great poskim, Tamid Baal Shem, writes in his Sefer Das Kedoshim and Simon Peites, writes also as follows: Ein luni sigunen chasidus bezeh. We haven't got such a midas chasidus to wait 24 hours, he says, because we find that even in the Gemara, Ma'ikva himself, who was one of the Gedolei Atanuim, he himself said, I'm not doing what my father did. So zuk the Betutcheruv, halavai shenichel yus bechasidus kahaben hahi, halavai we should be in the madrig of chasidus like that son, like my ikfer, shahoya umit ho'oilam, who was the greatest pillars of Klal Yisrael, veruach chimram oviv, and he saw what his own father was doing, v'loy kibel alas machasidus as he. If a doyus hachroinim ka'es lo shamati mish b'dois eili noi chasidus anal v'zeh lehukil toiv. It's correct to be meikel. Again, the Betutchev says like the Ben Ishchai, it's correct to be meikel. I know that my Elter Zayde, the Chalt Kiver Rebbe, the Alter Chalt Kiver Rebbe, was Machmed Eschimra. He was Machmed Eschimra. He didn't eat milchiks and fleishiks in the same 24-hour period. And because of that, when it came to Yom Tov of Shavuos, so how was he mekayim the minig of eating milchiks on Shavuos? He would take a milchiga spoon, which was a einoy ben yoim, and he would stir a tea with a milchiga spoon in order to have episah shaykhs with milchiks. That's what he would do. Similarly, I found in the Sefer Lekite Shishanim, was from one of the other great Talmid Baal Shem, Reb Moshe Savran, who was on the great Admorim about 200 years ago, also was Machmed Eschimra. And I found in a third Sefer in Shivas Yad Ephraim, this is from somebody, Ephraim Bilitzer, Hashem Yinkam Dome, who was killed in the war. He writes, Shemati Shahoyit Sadike Hado, Kemoy Aguna Kudu Shab Azikul Zedachoyver. So we see, not like the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai and the Betutcheruv says it's incorrect for anybody today to wait 24 hours. Are you a greater chusid than Arizal? Are you greater than Ma'ikva, who wasn't machmir? What are you being machmir for? But we see the word gedolei tzaddikim who were machmir. And in fact, I actually found this in the Rishonim. In the Kolboy, the end of Siman Kivov, writes the Kolboy, There are people, he brings on all the different shittas, how long to wait. He quotes, there are those who wait 24 hours. And he doesn't say, like the Orchis Chaim said, you shouldn't be learning from such people. He quotes it as a legitimate, correct Hanhoga. There are different opinions. One of the opinions is 24 hours. Similarly, the Reishis Chochma, one of the greatest Bale Misa, from the great Achroinim, he's got a Sefer Toitzuas Chaim. And in his Sefer Toitzuas Chaim, Ois Menvov, he writes as follows: Minag Anshimase, Shaloi Lechel Chulav Achabusa, Ela Me'es Le'es. Only after 24 hours. Vechein Omer B'Talmud Mahi Chasida, like we find in the Talmud from that great Chusid, the father of Ma'ikva. Similarly, in the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, from early Kadmoinim from Ashkenaz, he writes, Vani Hakuten Reisi Hagun Marena B'Shai Zal Av Bezim Poi from Frankfurt, the Heilige Shloa Kudish. Machme Lahamtim Lechulav Achabus Ad Chavdalet Shuas Al Pi Hakabula. Vani Lo Yedatim Ailoi. Zuk the Yosef, I don't know where the Shloa Kudish gets it from, because we don't find this anywhere written. Oba, the Shloa Kudish used to be Azoinoig. And it's by me a paler, the Yosef Oimetz writes, he doesn't know where he gets it from, because it's a beferish Shlua Kudish. The Shlua Kudish writes, this is in Shah HaOisis, Kiddush Zachila Oisid Aleph. He writes, he brings down the Anhuga of the father of Ma'ikva to wait 24 hours. And he says as follows: we see that Ma'ikva himself called himself Kura Atzmai Chula. He referred to himself as vinegar, because he's not doing the same as his father. That means he was being meshabeach his father. He was praising his father. That's how you should be doing. My father's doing what's correct. I, who am not copying my father, and the question is why he didn't copy his father, that this is du steht von der Levische Israel der gewaltige Wort. Zogt er so, as my ikve gezogt, I'm like vinegar compared to wine, because my father waits 24 hours, and I only wait from one seed to the other. So the question is, if you meshabeich your father, so do the same as your father. Zogt der Levische Israel, this is in the Sefer Arvei Nachal, auch von Gois Tamid Baal Shem, zogt er, from here we learn out, for a chimra to have meaning, it has to be compatible with who you are. It's ishka chokhma to be machme every chimra under the sun. If this fits into your lifestyle, if this fits onto your madrega, who you are, then it has meaning. Came along Ma'ik when he said, I'm like vinegar compared to wine. Not because he didn't wait 24 hours like his father, but because he's like vinegar, therefore for him to wait 24 hours would be a joke, Zug Ma'ikva. Because I'm chalabach amra, because I'm like vinegar and he's like wine, it's not like that I should wait 24 hours. This is just a similar dover. So, Zug the Shloa Kudish, I see that Ma'ikva referred to himself as vinegar, because he didn't wait 24 hours. Okay, look, the Shloa Kudish, Hamis Kaddish B'Yoisa. Somebody wants to be Kaddish himself properly. Kudish Yoimeloi, V'Ashre Bunav Achrov. Somebody who waits 24 hours. But first, the Shloa Kudish says that somebody wants to be Mekaddish himself. Even Ma'ikva would also agree with you. That's how you should be doing. And as Oshet from Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Sefer Migdal Ois, Hanoik Precious. Somebody wants to be Noik Precious. Yoim Shoi. Similarly, he states in Chamid Daniel, when the Chushev Poskim on Hilchas Busa v'chulav, the near a Mishnah the Hachmal Asmik my Ovel Shema Ikva Sholechel Gvin Achabus Ad Lamucha Ki Hashta Suruch Lahamtin Chuf Dalet Shu Shleimus. So there we see Lamasa, this Chimra, although the Ben Ishchai seems to have dismissed this out of hand, and the Betut Sheruf, it's quoted in the Kolboy, it's quoted in the Yosef Oimetz, the Shloa Kudish, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chamida Daniel, and that's how Kamo Gedoyle Hadmoirim, at least three of the Gedoyle Hadmoirim, we know about the Alta Chotkev Rebbe, Ramoshi Savrana, Rebbe Azikul Zidachoyvim, Mestumas Nochasach Andra, which I don't know about, Omzach Hazoy Gefid. So the shala is, what is this machloikas? What is this thing? Where does it come from, this shear to wait 24 hours? Why do you have to wait 24 hours? So state in the Sefer Sroi Hamoy was written by one of the great Gedoylim who lived at the time of the Spanish Inquisition, the time of the end of the Tekuf of the Rishonim, the beginning of the Achronim. He was at the time, he lived in Spain. He writes all about Nebuchadnezzar, Tzuras, what he he underwent and what he suffered at the hands of the Spanish Inquisition, he says a gewaltig yisod. The Torah says, "Loy sevashel gedi bechalei vimoy." You're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. So we understand, literal pshat is, you're not allowed to cook them together in a pot. Zug de tzrei hamoy, it doesn't merely refer to cooking in a pot, but it refers also to being cooked together inside your stomach. We know that when a person eats food, so his body digests that food, breaks down that food. That is as if to say a cooking process, what your body is digesting the food. Zug de tzrei hamoy, the Torah makpid gevein, loy sevashel gedi bechalei vimoy, that inside your stomach shouldn't be the same time food being broken down, busa with chulav. And by the way, although this Tzrei Hamoy could be efshet more al pi kabula, but it is quoted la halucha in the Mugen Avrom, in Hilchas Bruchas, in Simen Kif Pei Dalet. Dorten steht in Simen Kif Pei Dalet, in the Mechaba, in the Shulchan Aruch. We know that if a person eat something, you have to make a bruch achroina afterwards, you have to bench afterwards. How long do you have that you can make a bruch, and if you didn't, then you've missed it? What is the time period? The Machaber states, as long as you're still feeling satisfied, you can still make a bruch achroina. How long is that? Comes along the Mugen Avraham, quotes from the Avadram, it's a minimum of 72 minutes until 6 hours. Where's the 6 hours shia come from? Comes along the Mugen Avraham and he quotes this Tzrei Hamoy. The Tzrei Hamoy says it takes your body 6 hours to break down the food, and until 6 hours the food is still inside you, and only after 6 hours has it been fully digested. Says the Mugen Avraham, a small amount can be up to 72 minutes. A large amount, or something which is a heavy food, like meat, can take up to 6 hours. Where's the makor? The Tzrei Hamoy. So this Tzrei Hamoy comes along and says that you shouldn't have cooking inside you at the same time. You shouldn't have meat and milk cooking inside you. Says the Commander Rebbe in his Sefer Zoyachai in Parshat Mishpatim, although there's a shear of 6 hours, but you can have somebody who has a slow digestion. There are those who wait 24 hours. You know why? Some people have a slow digestion. You just need to eat a little bit, and the person can go, can live off that small amount of achila for a long time. It doesn't go quickly through his body. It stays inside him and takes the body time. So therefore, Zuk the command, the Rebbe Zoyachai, is Oy Bezoy. I can understand that the shear of 24 hours, because it doesn't have to be, it's not a Gzeis HaKusev, that after 6 hours there's nothing left inside your stomach. It could be Taka, 6 hours, but it could be even longer. It could be take till 24 hours. And Lamar Zazoy state, in a Sefer Demesek Eliezer, on the Gemara in Chilin, there, the Gemara of Ma'ikva, so a Friedeke Sefer was written by Reb Lezer Ashkenazi, was Reuven Apt, some 370 years ago. He writes as follows: the emes is hakoy lefi she ha'ikol shalodim. It all depends what, how a person's digestive system works. We know some people have a very quick digestive system. They're always hungry, they're always eating, they never seem to put on weight because it goes in and straight out. There are other people who only eat a little bit and they always seem to be full. So therefore, imhi istinus, writes this Domesic Eliezer, sho'ikl shaloi ma'eis la'eis, that it takes you 24 hours to digest something. For example, sometimes old people, we see they eat very little. It takes the time for their body to break down the food. Tzorech lahamte ma'eis la'eis, as though you took the Sefer Domesic Eliezer. And I wanted with this now, it occurred to me to say a new insight in the words of Ma'ikva. Ma'ikva said, I don't wait 24 hours like my father, because I'm chala bachamra. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. You know what he meant to say? He meant to say as follows. You know, good wine preserves things. Wine is a preservative. Chala, vinegar, is something which is poigim. It ruins the taste of everything. Said Ma'ikva, my father, he waits 24 hours. You know why he waits 24 hours? He's like good wine that preserves everything. I I'm just the opposite. I'm like vinegar. You put something into vinegar, it destroys the taste. It ruins it. So said Ma'ik, for whatever goes into me, takes 5 minutes, and it's already gone. Therefore, I've got no problem to eat Busa v'chula from one meal to the other. My father's like a good wine. It takes him an entire day. It takes him 24 hours. So therefore, we can understand here where the shia of 24 hours comes from. However, we still need to answer one major kasha. We've showed already that this chimra of waiting 24 hours, Hagam is not mentioned, not in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramur, the Shach, the Taz, none of the Noisa Kalim bring it. However, we saw it's brought down in the Shlua Kodesh, it's brought down in the Kolboy, it's brought down in Rabbi Yaakov Emblin, the Chamid Daniel, Amzom Zach Gefit, Groysa Tzadikim. So the question is, if it's Takazah Chusheva chimra, and the Rashi's Chochma says it's correct to do this, how can it be how you took and that Rabbeinu Ha'arizal was not machmir? How could this be? If there's such an inyan of parishas and the Shulchan Kodesh writes that somebody wants to be miskadosh b'yois and should be doing this, surely Rabbeinu Ha'arizal, we understand that he would be doing this. And that was what the Ben Ishchai said, that if the Arizal didn't do it, then we got nothing to be doing to be machmir. We can't be machmir the Arizal. But the question is, why was the Arizal, Rabbein Arizal, not machmir, if we see in all these Sforim, as it is a correct hanhoga for Grois and Tzadikim to do this? So, although the Ben Ishchai writes that he understood from the words of Reb Chaim Vital, and it seems clear in the words of Reb Chaim Vital, that the Arizal was not machmir azoy, it isn't so straightforward. There is a sefer called Mishnas Chasidim. This is also Hanhogas of the Arizal. And then this sefer Mishnas Chasidim writes a different lushan to what Reb Chaim Vital writes. Now, there's a big machlokes in the Mekebulim exactly who has got the last word on the Anhugas Harizal. And it seems Reb Chaim Vital, there are certain steers in various Kisvei Talmidei Harizal. And normally, the Ungene Nimen Naderech is that Reb Chaim Vital has the last word. He was the Talmud Muvik of the Arizal. Whatever he writes goes. But this Sefer Mishnas Chasidim is also a very accepted Sefer. And in the Mishnas Chasidim, he writes that the Arizal said, was Makpid, Lo yoichel gevina b'yoim sh'oichel boy busa. He would not eat cheese on the day when he ate fleishiks, even if he ate fleishiks betchilas halayla, v'zeh besof hayoim, and milchiks at the end of the day. So that means to say, let's say for example, that nacht was at 7 o'clock in the evening. So betchilas halayla, the Arizal ate supper, he ate fleishiks. Says the Mishnah Chasidim, afilazeh betchilas halayla, he wanted cheese, even besof hayoim. So when is besof hayoim? 6:59 the next day. He wouldn't eat. So if he ate tonight for supper, 7 o'clock, and 7 o'clock was already nacht, he wouldn't eat tomorrow morning, wouldn't have a coffee, he wouldn't have for lunch, he wouldn't have any milchiks, even till sof hayoim. I see from this Mishnah's Chasidim, azoy freigen kamas for him, that it would appear that the Arizal did wait 24 hours. So Andres from Zogan, no, it's no riot. That's not what the Mishnah Chasidim means. The Mishnah Chasidim doesn't mean to contradict Reb Chaim Vital. Avada, the Arizal did not wait 24 hours like Reb Chaim Vital writes very, very clearly. He didn't wait. What the Mishnah Chasidim means to say is that Arizal was makbid at a new shear. Not 24 hours, but he didn't eat in the same day. That means if, let's say, what's today, Yud Sivan, for example. If Yud Sivan, he ate supper at 7 o'clock at night, so he would be makbid on Yud Sivan not to eat milchiks until the end of Yud Sivan. But let's say he ate supper at 10 o'clock at night. So therefore, once it was Nacht the next night, it's now Yud Aleph Sivan, he could have milchiks at 8 o'clock in the evening, because it's now Yud Aleph Sivan, although it was only 22 hours and not 24 hours. That's how they explain the Mishnah Chasidim. A new shit of the Arizal. He didn't eat Busa V'chulav in the same day. From Yud Sivan, if he ate at Nacht at 8 o'clock, he would have to wait till 24 hours. But if he ate later, a few hours after Nacht, as soon as it was Nacht the next night, he would. That's how some Sforim.
Even if he would eat it 2 hours before, it would also be.
No. Let's say again. If Nachtis say 7 o'clock in the evening, so he ate supper. He ate supper at 10 o'clock at night. He ate fleishiks. So therefore, now he wouldn't eat at sof hayom until the end of that day. He wouldn't eat milchiks because on that night he'd eat a fleishiks. So he wouldn't eat milchiks when until it was Nacht the next day. So Nacht the next day wasn't 24 hours late. It could be 22 hours, 20 hours. So
in the morning he would wait also.
He would wait the entire day until it was Nacht. Lo yoichel, and again, lo yoichel gevinah b'yom shoichel busa. He wouldn't eat cheese on the day he ate fleish. Afil ezeh betchilas halayla. Even if he ate fleish betchilas halayla, v'zeh besof hayom. And he won't eat milchiks besof. He still won't do it. Why? Because on that day Yud Sivan had eaten fleishiks. He wouldn't eat milchiks that day. But he won't wait 24 hours.
So how close would he do it? He would eat in the morning.
Oh! That's a different thing. That's the Reb Chaim Vital. He wouldn't do it the same 12-hour period. Yeah, that was for sure. But in one way, 24. That's how Kamas Sforim learn. However, there is a sefer called Evan Ashoyim. This is from Udam Gudlin Etzrul. I know him quite well. Reb Abish Seinvert. He's written a sefer called Shulchan Aruch Arizal. He dismisses this pshat, and he, on his own accord, he wants to say that this Mishas Chasidim means also 24 hours. He doesn't bring any raya to it. That's what he understood. But Lemaaseh, and I found, like he was saying, in a Friedika Sefer, a Sefer called Damesik Eliezer. This is a different Damesik Eliezer to the one we mentioned beforehand. There's a Sefer called Damesik Eliezer on the Sefer Torah Chatos from the Ramov, Klal Ayinvov. This was written by somebody called Reb Eliezer from Shebrishin, who lived, was printed in the year Tuf Ayin Ches, which is exactly 301 years ago. And he writes as follows: Ho arikus av besidah shaloi, b'yoyim shiyoichel gevinah lo yoichel busa. On the day you eat cheese, you mustn't eat meat, and who would and vice versa. And then he says, this domestic Eliezer, v'chein, and similarly, b'toitzu eschein kusav minik anshemaseh shloy lechel chulav achabusa ele me'es le'es. Finishes off the same domestic Eliezer, the Ariza wouldn't eat the same day, the chaim b'toytzus chaim, and the reishis chochem and sefer toytzus chaim writes you shouldn't eat the same 24 hours. I see clearly from this sefer toytzus chaim, from this sefer Damesik Eliezer, that he also understood that Arizal didn't eat in the same 24 hours, because he says v'chein, this is written already in the sefer toytzus chaim from the reishis chochem, not to eat in the same 24 hours. So what comes out from this is, I see very clearly that there are those Gedoylim, this Dametzik Eliezer, and Evan Ashoyim, who understood that Rizal also waited 24 hours. And as always, Mestabet Zazugan, the Ben Ish Chai came along with this Chiddush, and he says, we've never heard of anybody keep this Chimra since the time of the father of Ma'ikva. And even Rabbi Arizal didn't keep it, and we've never heard of anybody keeping it. But once we've established, as the Shluach Kodesh says, that's how one achusa the tzaddik should be doing that, and azush te in reishis chochma in other svurim, like we quoted, it's mistaber stamal svura to zugen as Rabbeinu Arizal tozoy gehalten, and azoy zug the sefer the mesigriezer v'chein, but it was chaim writes that you should keep 24 hours. You see clearly he understood that Arizal kept 24 hours. So hayoytim et vareini is that there is the pushet halucha, the pushet halucha azoy v'shteit in the ramu, which is as we said miyad. But today I've never heard of anybody keeping that anymore, because the Minhag HaPushit says the Ramu is 1 hour. In the Medakdikim, wait 6 hours. And says the Shach, Shindar Mashal, anybody's got a Reich HaTorah should do that. The Yekas wait 3 hours, or Pi Yazuv Shetan Rabbein Yeruchim. And then there is this Anhoga for Groyset Tzadikim, who would wait 24 hours, which again, I don't know if anybody has kept it, and could be the Alter Tzadikim Rebbe was Nifta some 115 years ago, probably might have been the last one to keep it. I don't know if there's anybody since, but this is the different shittas which they are in Hilchas Busa V'chulav. Shkoyach.